I'm joined here by James McCarron, the president of the Donegal Boxing Board. James, a very special evening in RFO this evening, the launch of the Peter O'Donnell Box Cup. Huge crowd in RFO out for this launch, or launch, should I say. And you might talk to us about the basic premise of the Box Cup.
It's the first time there's going to be a Box Cup in the North West, and indeed taking in Tyrone Fermanagh as well. It was a dream of Peter's, so it was always to bring a Box Cup to Donegal, because he thought that we were in the standstill and we were fit to do it. Unfortunately, we didn't get to 1-1 in Peter's time, but we are delighted here now, and I think it's a great opportunity to run it on his behalf as a Memorial Box Cup, which will run now over in October and of 2026, and then it'll be every year afterwards, the same weekend. So it's great.
Very good. So obviously, you know, there was huge sadness throughout the Donegal sporting circles, but particularly in the boxing sphere after Peter's passing. And I'm sure it's been a tough few months for everybody as well, because he was synonymous with boxing in Donegal.
Yes, definitely in Donegal, but not only in Donegal. Peter was famous all over Ireland. He was one of he was the past president of the Donegal Boxing Board. He was a member of the Ulster Boxing Council and also a member of the IABA, the World Box or Irish Boxing. Peter was MC at all the tournaments, from small tournaments, club level, to provincial championships, to national championships. Mr. Boxing, we called him. But Peter was famous within boxing, and he was a great man for boxing, for the kids, from boy, girl, one up to 11-year-olds, up to elite senior boxers. Peter knew every one of them, and they all knew Peter. All the kids, everyone knew Peter O'Donnell in boxing. He was very, very well gotten, very well liked.
Yeah, and I'm sure over the last couple of months, you've been probably trying to find the right way to pay tribute to him. And like this Box Cup now, like, it looks like it's going to be a big event, and you know, for schoolboys and schoolgirls, and up the way to under 19 as well, I believe. So like, it's going to be a really prestigious event, and like, by the turnout of clubs from Donegal, from Tyrone, from Derry, it looks like it's going to get the support that it deserves.
Oh, without a doubt. Peter will have got massive backing from all over Ireland. We are getting phone calls even this evening in Texas to say, from people from our association, to say they'll be down that weekend to help us to run this tournament. That's how well Peter was liked, and that's how well he was got everywhere. It's going to be massive, absolutely massive. It's going to be one of the biggest boxing events ever to come, amateur-wise, to come here to the Northwest, and indeed Ulster. Taking out the Ulster League Championships, as we said, boy one, 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds, the whole way up to under-19s, will box this tournament. So it'll be, we're capping it, because we have to cap it at over 400 boxers, and we expect to get the full 400 boxers with the support, because people are going to want to come and take part in the first Peter O'Donnell Memorial Box Cup, without a doubt. And we think it's going to be a massive success, because as you can see, as you said already, the crowd we have here today, and no one knew what was happening. We just put out a message to say, please come, and we have a bit of news to tell you, and everything will be told tonight. And RFO Club is not a small gym, and it's packed. It was packed to the rafters. People coming because it was to do with Peter O'Donnell. And that's a testament to Peter as a man and what he did for boxing.
Yeah. So, like, the weekend itself is going to be held the 17th and 18th of October in Clonmany, and so it's going to be a two-day event.
A two-day event, and we'll have three boxing rings going simultaneously. So we'll have the boxers will weigh in every morning from 9 to 10 o'clock, and then we'll box and start every day at 12 o'clock, and they'll be boxing three rings at the one time, hopefully most of the day. So it's going to be very, very good, and it's going to be a great for boxers. The Box Cups happen all over. There's maybe 10 at the minute in Ireland, and then they're all happening all over the place, and teams are travelling all the time to different Box Cups all over Europe, England, Wales, Scotland. Donegal boxing team has took many of the teams out, and it's going to be great to have one here in our front door, that we can, the boxers can come here as well to Donegal, and show also as well to people to see Donegal. And Clonmany is an absolute excellent spot for that community centre. Is a massive hall, and we're fit to fit in three rings comfortably, plus hopefully hold a big crowd of capacity of people, and to watch the boxing as well. That's going to be very important, that not only did you box in this Box Cup, but you get your family out to see you box, and it's going to be great. And like, we have some really, really nice things as well for the Boxers. We've got some really, really beautiful medals, and all the Peter O'Donnell Memorial Box Cup medals, and they're going to be a keepsake for maybe even better than an Irish medal. But these are going to be lovely, and it's just going to be very, very good. It's going to be great.
And Peter O'Donnell obviously was always great at encouraging the youth to get into their local gyms and get boxing, and he'd be encouraging everyone around all the local clubs to get in and try and see how far they can get in this tournament.
Oh, 100%. Peter was a great man for youth boxers. Every weigh-in, we used to do the weigh-ins here in Rafower, all over the country, and Peter knew every boxer that came in. He was fit to name them when they came in, and they were walked out afterwards saying, Peter O'Donnell knew my name. And this was great for the kids, to like 11, 12 year olds, that this really popular person within boxing knew their name when they came in. And that's the kind of person Peter was. Peter brought a bit of life to any room. He lit up the room. Everything was a crack and joke with Peter. Do you know what I mean? And then when it got down then to the serious stuff, then it was, as we said, he was a bit of a slave driver. If Peter wanted something done, it was done, and that was it. There was no second questions about it. That's the way he was. He was always driving boxing forward, always in Donegal, and indeed in Ulster as well.